Par means to cross over. So par karenge, we're going to cross over this ocean of material existence. And our boatman, Neya, he's our boat, actually. Neya is our boatman, and his boat is the name of Krishna, Kanaya. By that, we'll cross over this ocean. Par karenge, nayare, bajo, Krishna, Kanaya. Par karenge naiya re bajo Krishna kanaiya par karenge naiya re bajo Krishna par karenge naiya re bajo Krishna kanaiya par karenge Naya Reva Jo Krishna Ka Krishna Ka Naya Krishna Ka Naya Dauji Ka Baya Krishna Ka Naya Dauji Ka Baya Par karenge naiya re bajo Krishna kanaiya karenge naiya re bajo Krishna kanaiya par karenge naiya re bajo Krishna kanaiya Krishna Kanaiya Dauji Ka Baiya Krishna Kanaiya Dauji Ka Baiya Makana Churaiya Makana Churaiya Gaya Charaya Gaya Charaya Bansi Bajaya Bansari Bajaya Giri Baruteya Giri Baruteya Rasa Rachaya Rasa Rachaya Par karenge Naiya re bajo Krishna kanaiya Par karenge Naiya re bajo Krishna kanaiya karenge Naiya re bajo Krishna Krishna kanaiya Dauji ka baiya Bansari bajaiya Bansari bajaiya Gaya charaiya Gaya charaiya Makana churaiya Makana churaiya Giri baruteya Giri baruteya Rasa Rachaya Rasa Rachaya Par karenge Naiya re bajo Krishna kanaiya Par karenge Naiya re bajo Krishna kanaiya Kaniya Lala Ki. Olo Sri Daoji Maharaj Ki. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I wanted to thank all of the devotees, Mukhya, and all of her crew, and all of the devotees of New Ramanriti Dham. The joy that's filling their hearts is over flooding in all directions, and they wanted to share that with all of us, and they made such wonderful arrangements for all of us to be here. So I wanted to thank them. I also am amazed every time the curtains open how sweetly they decorate. I can't imagine what's going to happen now. So I just wanted to thank them for this. Then I was a little worried because the last couple of days we had, you know, Radhana Swami and His Holiness Lokanath Swami just showering us with all the wonderful pastimes that I was going to tell. And so sweetly told, I couldn't even imagine telling that sweetly. So I had to dig down in my bag of pastimes and come up with some nice pastimes. But first we'll tell a few interesting little details, because we've been praying every day for Krishna and Balaram to appear. Those of you haven't been here, but every day they pray this beautiful prayer. But we remember that when Krishna Balaram appeared 5,000 years ago, there was 6 children of Devaki that were killed before that. Those 6 children were the sons of Maricha. We don't have enough time to go into the whole story, but anyway, they were our very good friends, Kam, Krod, Lob, Mo, Mud, and Matsarya. We know them too well. So next, Balaram appears. So Balaram, his duty is, he's the Adi Guru. His duty is to clear out all of these things. So these 6 things have been cleared out. If we really want Krishna and Balaram to appear here in our community, then we have to clean these 6 things. Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Mad, and Matsarya. All of these nasty things have to be cleaned out from our heart, then they will appear here on our altar. Another interesting detail is that when Balaram did take shelter in the womb of Devaki, or just before that, then Krishna, he called, or after, she, yeah, that's after. Then Krishna, he called Yogamaya, and he addressed her, and he says, "Oh, Badre." Badre means all auspiciousness to you, because he's going to give her heavy duty. She's got to carry that person who's carrying all the huge universes on his heads. She has to carry him from Devaki's womb to Rohini's room, so she may get worried. So he said, all auspiciousness to you. Because whenever there's a duty given to us by the Guru, he also gives the mercy to fulfill that duty. So he said, because sometimes, just like we saw, Balaram, he's quite a bit bigger than Krishna we saw yesterday. You know, so he's the big brother. So Radha Govind Maharaj shared something with us one time, that one acharya, he's written a very nice book, where he's described that sometimes we may get some worry that we heard from Krishna, from Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is two Bhagavan, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if Balaram's Dao means the older brother, then who's first? So Krishna calls Yogamaya, and he tells that you take this womb, this embryo from Devaki's womb and establish it in Rohini's womb. Because of that, he will be known as Sankarshan, who was attracted to the womb of Rohini. Because he will give pleasure to all his family members, he'll be known as Ram. And because he'll be very strong, he'll be known as Balabhadra. So Krishna gave all the names, because ordinarily some senior person gives all the names. When there's name giving, you know, then sometimes grandfather, grandmother, auntie, uncle, or at least the parents, they're in senior, but they give the name for the child. So just to dispel anyone's doubt, who's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna has given all of the names before the birth even. This is an interesting little detail. So now we're going to go outside of Braj, but we're going to see how Jiva Goswami, this pastime is from Gopal Champu, but we'll see how Jiva Goswami keeps the Braj mood even outside of Braj, because this pastime happens just as King Kamsa has been KO'd, and all the Brijbasis have gone back to Nanda Maharaj, and everyone has gone back to Braj. And suddenly Basudev notices that Krishna and Balaram, they've never been with Rohini. They don't even hardly know her. So they're feeling shy. They used to with Mother Yasoda, oh Maya, I want something to eat. Oh Maya, can I go play with my friends? Oh Maya, I want this. But they don't have this relationship with Devaki. You know, they're feeling a little shy and, you know, taken, reserved like that. So then Vasudeva suddenly remembers in all the excitement, we forgot Rohini's there. Rohini was with them all the time in Braj. They'll feel comfortable with her. We forgot to tell Nanda Maharaj when he was leaving that Rohini should come. So they sent a messenger to Braj to tell Rohini to come, and Rohini was just swept up in a whirlwind. Just like yesterday when we did the final Purnahuti in a Gorkeshava, the big whirlwind came. So she's swept up in a whirlwind of emotion that how can she, on one side, how can she leave aside the order of her husband and go there? And how can she leave aside the opportunity to see those gore and sham colored complexion sons of hers? But the other side, how can she leave Mother Yasoda, who's treated her so kindly in her exile? And how can she leave Nanda Baba and all of the Vrishbhasis who've been so kind to her? And she prays, oh Providence, if you can separate my body in two with one arm, one leg, one eye, and somehow establish life in both of them, and establish one here in Braj and one in Mathura, then I'll be able to maintain my life. Otherwise, I don't know what I'm going to do. Seeing her, Mother Yasoda understood her mind and said, hey, Sakhi, don't think that there's any difference between you and me. We have never maintained this bed bhav, that this is my child, that is your child, that is your child, that is my child. You immediately go there. There's no difference between us. And then a party came to escort Rohini to Braj, and everyone followed her up to the bank of the Jamuna, and she got in the boat, and everyone's crying and crying. And Rohini crossed the river. When she got there, she began walking toward Krishna and Balaram, and suddenly she felt that, or actually suddenly Krishna and Balaram, they looked at Rohini and they saw Mother Yasoda. And Mother Rohini, within her heart, she felt, yes, actually I am Mother Yasoda. And Krishna and Balaram, they ran with tears in their eyes and touched her feet, you know, and then Mother Rohini embraced them. Then, one day, she noticed that all of the Mathuravasis, they get very upset when she talks about Krishna Balaram in Braj. Put it down like this. I want to see their face. They want to see mine. So, but whenever she talks about Krishna Balaram in Braj, all of the Mathuravasis become very upset. And seeing this, she said, you should know that in this world, that thing that is called sneha is a very wonderful Sanskrit word, sneha. It means that very sweet affection in the heart. That thing is Krishna. And the most proper recipient, receptacle, patra, that is Mother Yasoda and all of the Vrishbhasis. So if he's also your son, what is the trouble? And hearing this, Vasudeva and Devaki, they became very grave and remained silent. But all the other queens, they said, oh Sakhi, you stayed there with those cowherds and they fed you all their milk and dahi and yogurt and all their butter and they brainwashed you. Therefore you talk all these unbecoming things. So seeing their different bhav, she remained silent and never talked about Krishna and Balaram in Braj. So then, as soon as they got there, then Vasudeva, he began to think that now he should perform their Upanayan Sanskar, give them Brahman thread. So he began all the preparations, but he, thinking that the Mathuravasis will be upset if the Vrishabhasis come, he didn't send any invitation for them, because the Mathuravasis will feel uncomfortable. Rohini also noticed this, but understanding his mind, she didn't make any suggestion to do it. But Krishna and Balaram, they also noticed that nobody's inviting the Vrishabhasis. Then they called one person there from Mathura who was very dear to them, because everyone outside of Braj who has a name just like their Sakas in Braj, and we remember, we heard about the washerman today, but there was Sudama the flower wala, Sudama Mali. They called Sudama Mali because his name reminds them of Braj. Just like there's also Arjun Sakha in Braj, so Arjun also very dear because he reminds, like this, anyone who reminds them. So he called them, called Sudama, and he gave him a note. He said, this should be given to Nanda and Upananda, and no third person should see this note. So he went there to Braj and delivered this note into the hands of Nanda Maharaj. They read this note where Krishna said, they're arranging the Yajnopavit, Brahmin thread ceremony of me and Dao. But I have understood their conspiracy. By this, they will give me Kshatriya Varn. And then I will become their son. We will become their sons. But you must know that I will only accept Gopatva, Gopavarn, from you. So you arrange simultaneously to do the Yajnapavit ceremony for all of my friends. And seeing them as non-different from me, I will accept Gopatva, being a cowherd boy, cowherd from you. So in this way, Jiva Goswami, he says, because we'll leave aside the description of the pastime in Mathura, he says. But in Braj, Nanda Maharaj and Upananda, according to the instruction of Krishna, they gathered Stoka Krishna, Arjuna, Sakha, Madhu Mangal, and all of the Krishna's friends, and awarded them the Brahman thread, but seeing them as non-different from Krishna, they awarded them this Brahman thread. So after this, Krishna and Balaram, they began to consider that now that we've received Brahman thread, we should accept a guru, because we shouldn't think that because we're the source of all knowledge, and we know everything, that what is the use of us going to Gurukul? Then people will be misled. We should accept a guru. So they began to discuss with all the older Yadus about going to Gurukul and who they should accept as guru. And they decided that the most qualified person to accept as guru is Ved Vyas. But he's a Param Vaishnav. He knows our Vishnu Tattva. He knows who we are. He won't be able to instruct us. He'll feel shy. We should find some Shivu Pasak, some worshipper of Shiva. He won't be able to recognize us. And there's no one better than that person who was born in Kashi, who traveled in Prabhas Kshetra and now lives beside Mahakaleshwar in Avantipur, Ujjain. Sandipani Guru, he's the most qualified person. He's learned in all the Vedas. He knows everything, so he should be our guru. So then, seeing Devaki became very frightened, Kaneya told her, he said, Maya, you should not worry about us. If I'm with Balaram, you should understand that I have 1,000,000 friends. And if Balaram is with me, then you should understand that I have 1 crore, 10,000,000 friends. So you don't worry. And Vasudev gave a couple of Brahmins to travel with them. And now he told Vasudev very carefully, don't let anybody know that we've gone far away. Otherwise our enemies will take advantage and attack Mathura. So you just tell them that we're staying on the edge of the town in a kutir, performing a kantavrat, staying away from everyone, loneliness rut. And then, now because they have taken the vow of brahmacharya, they cannot go in any, because Vasudeva wants to give them some vehicle to go. He said, no, we have to go by our own feet. But Jiva Goswami says, everyone in the whole universe crosses over this material existence by the mercy of those 2 lotus feet. So those are the perfect vehicle for them to travel. Those 4 lotus feet are the perfect vehicle for them to travel to Avantipur. All along the way, everyone is completely enchanted. Nobody could recognize them, but they're just, all the travelers are completely enchanted by these 2 dark and light-colored complexion boys. And everyone begins to consider that this one fellow, he appears to be the Swayam Jyoti, the white light. But this other fellow, we can't tell whether he's dark or whether he's light. He's very interesting. And instead of staying in some hotel or dharmshala along the way, wherever they saw cows, a goshala, then Krishna and Balaram, they will stay in the goshala with the cows at night. And when they pass through the villages, all the women come to the roofs and see them. And they begin to talk amongst themselves that who is that most fortunate woman that gave birth to these wonderful, so beautiful young kishores? And who is that wonderful lucky lady who will get these 2 Gaur and Sham Kant Walas as their Kant? Kant means complexion and also means husband. And talking like this, their ears began to tickle and Sringar Rust appeared within their heart. So they're covering their ears because it's tickling so much talking about these 2 boys. Then finally, they reached Avantipur. And Sandipani Muni was sitting there like Brihaspati, Jupiter, amongst the assembly of stars. And Krishna and Balaram are like the sun and the moon simultaneously entering that sky with all the clouds. From a distance, all the Brahmins were sitting there. They began to discuss that it appears that the clouds of two different seasons have appeared together. The white clouds of the, or rather the black clouds of the rainy season have appeared, and the white cloud of Kartik season has appeared at the same time. And then they said, actually, it appears that the sun and moon have arisen. But they began to consider that this black fellow, he's ruining our analogy, because the moon has got some shamalta, some blackness, but at the same time, he's less bright than the sun. And in the presence of the sun, pika, he becomes pale. But this fellow, he's become more bright even than the presence of the sun. Huh? He's destroying our analogy. Then seeing that they were wearing a particular type of Brahmin thread and tipper type of belt and everything, that they were Kshatriyas, then the Brahmins, they all remained in their Brahminical pride, they remained seated. And Krishna and Balaram, Jiva Goswami says, actually, this was perfect, because it is improper for a lesser personality to be above a senior personality. So by their Brahminical pride, if they would have stood up, then they would have been above Krishna and Balaram. So by their sitting down, they remained in the proper position. Then they took the wooden instruments that are the signs of a brahmachari, and they paid their dandavas before Sandipani Guru and all the other Brahmins, and called out their names and gotras. And then being questioned by Sandipani Muni who they were, very secretly he said, we are the sons of one jewel, Basu, of the Yadu dynasty. And this way he kept their identities secret, but he gave the hint, we're the sons of one jewel, one Basu of the Yadu dynasty. And Sandipani Muni thought, yes, I can see your Kshatriyas. We're going to have to curb down your Kshatriya pride. We're going to send you begging tomorrow. So now you go join the ashram. And as they left, Sandipani Muni was completely bewildered. He's a great learned sage, but somehow his heart is completely vimohit. He's completely captured, enchanted by these two young boys. And even though he doesn't understand who they are, he came to the right conclusion. He said, these are the best of all personalities. Now, Krishna and Balaram's begging was very interesting, because the giver became the beggar and the beggar became the giver. How was that? Those persons whose houses they went to, they were so enchanted, they were begging for the darshan of Krishna and Balaram, and Krishna and Balaram was giving them this wonderful darshan. So their begging was completely backwards like this. And they thought that if we go to the houses of unknown persons, because if you're brahmachari begging, you're supposed to go to the houses of unknown persons. But somehow they may not know us and they may misbehave with us. So they did their begging very cleverly. Even those Brahmins sent with them by Vasudev could not understand how they were only going to the houses of the fathers and mothers of their friends. And even the young girls, seeing these two beautiful Sham and Gaur Kishores, still these two boys completely saw these young girls with Matrabhav, seeing them only as mothers. And the girls also only saw them with Putrabhav, only as small children. And they collected so much, and whoever happened to go with them that day, he collected so much. They collected more than everyone else. When they returned, Sandipani Muni would be surprised, you know. And with great curiosity, he would distribute all of the things that they collected, you know, and he was very pleased with them. And Sandipani Muni, because he's completely captured, enchanted by these two boys, he's unable to order them to do any service. He's too captured. But Krishna Balaram, behind his back, they always find out service to do. They even pick up the broom and begin to sweep the ashram. And Jiva Goswami says, oh, hearing about my lords picking up the broom, I'm completely enchanted. I cannot speak further about this. One day, Sandipani Muni's wife asked, oh Swami, who is the best of your students? And Sandipani Muni said, these two Gore and Shambharan Kshatriya boys, they're the best of my students. Are? I never see them doing any service for you? Yes, being captured by their beauty, I cannot ask them to do any service. But I know that they do all types of service behind my back. They're the best. Then one day, one evening, Sandipani Muni's wife, she thought, oh, there's no wood for tomorrow. And it appears that rain is coming and it's getting dark. Who will go and fetch wood? And all the boys, seeing the darkness coming and the rain clouds in the distance, they became frightened. But as soon as Krishna and Balaram heard that their guru has some service, they immediately thought, yes, they began to brag. We're going to go far in the forest because all the nearby forest, all the good wood has been taken. We're going to go far in the forest and get the best wood and bring it back. And the boys followed them for a while, but being frightened by the coming clouds and the darkness, they all ran back to the ashram. And Krishna and Balaram continued deep into the forest, and they collected the best woods, but gradually night fell. And then the clouds blocked out whatever other light was there, and both Krishna and Balaram, they became lost in the forest. And then the torrential rains began to appear. They found a hollow tree. And do you think Krishna and Balaram went inside that tree? Jiva Goswami says, no, they put the wood inside that tree so that it would remain dry. And they spent the night underneath that tree. And Jiva Goswami says, my tongue cannot go any further to describe how they spent the night. In the morning, when Sandipani Muni understood that Krishna and Balaram are not there and he heard what happened, he called his wife, Are murk, tune kya kar diya? Foolish woman, what have you done? Why did you send them like that? And immediately he began running through the forest without any care. He hasn't brushed his teeth. He hasn't done his morning duties. He hasn't eaten or drank anything. And he's just running through the forest without even looking where he's putting his foot. And he's begun covered with creepers and leaves and branches and so many things. From the distance, Krishna and Balaram, they saw that Sandipani Muni is coming. And they bowed their heads in shame. Why? They were thinking that he must have heard how we brag that we'll go and bring the best wood and we failed in our mission. He must be upset with us. So then Sandipani Muni arrived there on the spot and he embraced these two boys to his chest and tears began to flow from his eyes and he performed abhishek. Because it appeared like the abhishek when the student has finished his time in the ashram, that is called sambartana. Then there's a special abhishek when he's to leave the Guru's ashram and enter into Grihastha life. So it appeared that by his tears he was performing this Savartana Snan, like that. And he grabbed some other boys and had them carry the wood and he brought them back to the ashram together. That's a little interesting. I don't know why Jiva Goswami describes this pastime with Krishna and Balaram rather than Sudama like in Srimad Bhagavatam. I don't know the answer to this question because I know that question is going to come. I don't know why. But he describes it as Krishna and Balaram. And then Krishna and Balaram, in the night time, they discuss with one another. They can't sleep. He said, Dao, I can't sleep. I'm just thinking of everybody in Braj. And even if I try to think of people in Mathura, then the Brijbasis come into my mind. If I think of Mother Devaki, then Mother Yasoda stands up in my mind. If I think of Vasudev, then Nanda Baba comes into my mind. If I think of all of our friends in Mathura, then all the cowherd boys become established within my mind. And Dao says, yeah, Kaniya, I feel the same way. You know, every night I think I'm just going to run away from here and go back, but we've got our mission to Pritanaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Tradiska. We have to save the devotees and annihilate the miscreants. Otherwise I'd run back. Yeah, Dao, I can't, it's so heartbreaking. But to speak of Nanda, Yasoda, and all the cowherd boys, everything of Braj, entire Braj is running into my mind. Yeah, Kaniya, it's true, you know. And Nanda, I see Nanda, it's nighttime, and he's supposed to be asleep, but he's walking up and pacing up and down. But he doesn't go near Yasoda. Because I know that he's thinking that there's such a fire of separation burning within his heart. If he goes near Yasoda or embraces her, she'll be burned by that fire. And Mother Yasoda also thinking the same. She doesn't rise from bed. But Kaniya, one thing. I see all the Brijbazis, by constantly thinking about us, they're actually seeing us right before their very eyes. Yeah, Dao, it's true. It's true, Dao, it's true. Every night, I see this dream, but it's, Dao, it's not like a dream, you know? Because I'm there with all the gopis dancing in the rasa dance. But in the morning, I can smell all the perfume on my limbs. Oh, Dao, my brahmachari has been broken. I don't know what to do. But actually, it's not by on purpose. It just happens like that. But anyway, Durvas Muni in Gopal Tampani Upanishad, he told all of the gopis that this Krishna, this Gopal, he is your husband. So actually, there's nothing improper about my dealings with the gopis. In this way, Jiva Goswami ends this chapter of Gopal Champu, leaving us on this note. So I don't have the next chapter, but it's very sweet. Because then, you know, Sandipani Muni asked him what dakshina they should give, and he tells about his son who disappeared, you know. So then they go off to the ocean, and it's so beautiful. I'm just trying to remember that as they approach the ocean, then Krishna begins to describe to Dao, just see the ocean, he has no voice to welcome us, so he's waving at us. And just see how he's offering these beautiful white flowers, like people offer jasmine flowers. They're offering beautiful white flowers to us, you know. When the waves break, there's this white foam. They're offering flowers to your lotus feet. And Dao, just see, though they don't know how to chant Vedic mantras, this beautiful sound is coming and welcoming us like this. It goes on, it's very, very beautiful. But I don't have that chapter with me, so. But I'm just remembering this. So, anybody there from the Pujari department? How much more time we have? Sounds like they're still working there. Because I was just remembering another thing that yesterday when His Holiness Radhanath Swami is describing all the wonderful pastimes, how Krishna and Balaram, when they couldn't find any butter, they would go in the kitchen and pass stool and urine. We were sitting in Los Angeles in Prabhupada's garden in the night, and every night they would read Krishna book. And Prabhupada, he would sit there while we were reading Krishna book. And we read this pastime, and Prabhupada just broke into one of those smiles, you know, just like 10 million suns rising in the sky. And he just looked at us with this twinkle in his eye, you know. And he said, with his finger like this, you know, this is Krishna. And he moved his head so sweetly, he said, this is, his eyes were just twinkling, they became very big, and that special twinkle that comes in Prabhupada's eyes, he said, this is Krishna. So, let's see. Because Prabhupada, another thing. When we established Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan, after the installation, we were walking on the Bhaktivedanta Swami Marg. And Prabhupada looked around at everyone and said, now Balaram is here. Everything is all right. So I guess that goes for new Raman Reti. Now Balaram is coming. Everything will be all right. And Prabhupada asked, who's stronger, Krishna or Balaram? So people began giving answers back and forth, and Prabhupada was just listening. Then he said, so Krishna is stronger. Who is Balaram leaning on? We see, we have the beautiful, we saw last night, you know, so beautiful. He's leaning on Krishna. Even though he's holding up the whole universe, he's leaning on Krishna for support. There's wonderful pastime in Kamivan. There's a place called Byomasura Gupa. And you have to climb up this hill. In the old days, we had to do you know, barefoot mountain climbing 101. But now somebody has made some nice stairs. You can easily get up there. There's still a couple of tricky spots to get into that cave. So what happened was actually Krishna and Balaram were playing near Govardhan. And they were playing cops and robbers, just like young boys like to do. So some boys were sheep herds, some boys were sheep, some were thieves, and some were police to catch the thieves. And Madhu Mangal, he was a judge. You know, when they would catch the thieves, they'd bring him before the judge, and Madhu Mangal would say, "Hey, just give me a few laddus and I'll let you go." So meanwhile, Byomasura, Byom means sky. He's able to fly in the sky. So he appeared amongst the cowherd boys as a thief, and he actually began stealing the cowherd boys and taking them all the way to Kamyavan and putting them in this cave and putting the stone. And gradually, Krishna and Balaram began to notice that the population of cowherd boys is going down. So then they understood this is the work of Vyomasura. So both they took each other's hand and they leapt all the way from Govardhan to Kamyavan. And then there was a big fight. Krishna grabbed this Vyomasura. Since he can go in the sky, he would go up in the sky. Krishna would drag him back down to the earth, you know, and the earth would shake. Just on the opposite side of the road, there's a little shrine there. You can see Dauji's footprint. Because, you know, he's Shesh, so he placed his foot on the earth. Because when Krishna would come with that Vyomasura back to the ground, everything was Bhukamp, there was earthquake, you know. Alright, so there you can see Dauji's footprint because that stone melted. And you can see Krishna, because he's holding it with one hand, so Krishna's foot... And one foot and one hand came on the top of the hill when he came down. You can see that also. If you come, I'll take you there. Hello, Sisi Krishna Baldao ki. Hello, Krishna Kaniya Lala ki. Hello, Sri Dauji Maharaj ki.